Der Wunder dieser Welt werden wir geschenkt.
Radio with your host, Lucky 225, and we have two very special guests on with us tonight that I'll introduce you. Duel from RFA.
What's up?
And we got Not Theory also from Bell's Mind.
Yeah. Don't be dropping his docs, dude.
Dude, you're the one who just, like, called him up.
Yo.
You told me to call him.
Yeah, no, I think that's Not Theory that just joined.
Hey, what's
up?
I didn't tell you to tell me his first name. You just
I didn't know. I figured you guys knew all that shit.
Oh, I didn't know. Damn.
We didn't say
the doc dropper.
We didn't. Fuck. my deepest, humblest apologies. I didn't know you. This is such a paranoid group, but.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about it.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, well.
Owned!
Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Dude, it's kind of rude that you don't introduce Doug, too. I think you should.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And our gay engineer, Doug, is helping the show. The show's actually going on. Actually, I don't think we're on DDP Hack Radio right now, are we, Doug?
No.
Having some little technical difficulties with there. I think it's been down, like, all week because no one knows how to use that ice catch shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but
So shit, we're streaming already, huh?
Yeah, we're streaming
live.
On radio at least.
I'm slow in the drawer here, man. Shit.
Yeah, well, so am I actually. I just woke up at 6. My sleeping patterns are all fucked to hell.
What the fuck time did you go to sleep? You know what? I don't even care. Forget it.
Don't even worry about it. Doug was sleeping too. He messaged me. He was like, "Wake me up at 6:15." I'm like, "Well, fuck. I don't even know if I'm gonna be awake then."
I had my alarm go off.
Oh, man. So,
you're not going to talk about Spider-Man 2, are you?
Oh, please, no.
Oh,
great movie.
Spider-Man 2, come on, man. I've been hearing good things about that shit.
Doug gives it 3 thumbs up. 3 thumbs up. Way up.
God.
Yeah. Can I call Stank? I think he's, like, watching the movie right now, and we can hope that his phone's on.
We'll play Spider-Man 2 on default.
Man, if Stank has his phone on... Man, what is wrong with that kid? He leaves everything on default.
Yeah, don't they watch the beginnings? Where it's like, no cell phones, turn them off, be courteous.
Yeah, but if you bring your cell phone in and you leave it on, that's sort of like how Stank just, like, leaves his voicemail password.
Yeah, see, we can hope for the best.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Now, we can swear on this show, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want. We don't got to worry about the goddamn fucking FCC. Fuck those little bitches.
Well, you know, you go on Stank Show, and he kind of wants to keep it clean, you know, so I respect
that. Yeah, well,
that.
This is a different ball game.
Fucking A, it is.
Hell yeah, man.
Shit.
Well, usually when I go on Stank Show, it's usually pre-recorded, so I just say whatever the fuck I want, and then he edits it out later.
Give him something to do.
What a sneaky bastard.
Hey, Lucky, tell me, can you explain that whole, you know, IRC stuff you were doing?
IRC stuff?
Yeah.
God, we're going to talk about IRC takeovers on the show? What the hell?
You said it!
This is what Lucky does during the day.
Yeah, wait, Lucky, don't you have a job? Something's better than
no,
take over fucking IRC
job,
channels
dude.
In the middle of the day?
Damn. No, I'm unemployed, man. So I'm taking over IRC channels. Give me a break.
Then again, I'm fucking coding aim bots in the middle of the day, so I guess I'm not much better.
Yeah, but something useful at least.
Yeah, marginally, I guess.
Well, actually, during my my IRC takeover spree, I found a couple of useful things. Hold on. In fact, I'm looking at IRC right now, and Accident thinks he's going to call me. God damn it. Accident.
All right, Lucky, I'm only going to say this once. Star 70.
Oh, yeah, hold on 1 second.
Well, actually, I don't think on Vonage you can click over, Lucky.
Anyway. Fuck, I forgot. I'm not on Vonage, man. I'd have to call back in on Vonage.
All right, I'll
Whatever.
Be back in 1 second. I got to grab another beer.
Oh, what the hell?
I was going to have not
to seconds, 2 seconds.
All right.
I was going to have not to your question.
Jesus, I swear, man.
Dude, this fucking show cracks me up, dude.
So, Joel, how you been?
You guys fucking crack my shit up.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, I was doing
Talk about Adelphia, please.
Yes, I was doing some IRC takeovers. Yes, it's pretty lame, but it's a channel that has a lot of local people from the 909, and I thought it was pretty funny because they don't know anything about computers, so it was just pretty funny. Anyways, there just happens to be someone who's on the same subnet on Adelphia as I am. Well, I was fucking around with my router, and just for fun, I went into static IP setup. I set the IP address as the same IP address as this person who's also on Adelphia. Sure as fuck, when I reset the router, my IP address was his. All right. Yeah, it's really fucked up because both people can be on the same IP address at the same time. So he'll come on IRC, and both of us will be in there with the same ident, the same IP. You can't tell which one's the right one.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's nutty.
It's really crazy. But
Now and so, then what happens?
Well, so then I went and downloaded the same IRC script as this kid. And yeah, it's weird, man. I have the same version info as him and everything. It's just fucking, people are fearing. So now they won't even opt this guy because they don't trust him.
I can't believe that we're talking about IRC scripts being on default on this show now.
No. This is an Adelphia flaw. Now talk about.
This is a flaw in Adelphia that allows you to just hijack someone's IP address, man.
Right. Now what happens when his modem says, "Hey, it's my IP," right? DHCP. It's associated with the MAC. It goes to IP. What happens?
Because his modem set to, or his router or whatever is set to just DHCP. And, of course, Adelphia looks at the MAC address of the router and says, "Oh, okay, well, you're this IP address." And then my router's like, no. I'm static IP, bitch. I'm that IP address. And it just keeps it on the same. And actually, neither of us ever really disconnect, but because we're trying to use the same port on IRC, then a connection resets by peer, both of us.
Okay, I got a question for you. Lucky, is Accident calling you?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's cutting out.
Is he listening to the show right now?
Okay,
Accident. If you call Lucky one more time, I will drop your docs. Both me and Lucky will drop your docs on the show. So stop being a moron, please.
This is the doc dropping special.
All started by Duel.
Yeah, that's right. I thought it'd be a change of pace for internet radio.
Did you drop my docs while they were streaming? Don't tell me you did.
No, we did not.
All right.
Yeah.
Watch. I'm going to download the MP3. It's going to be after the fucking outro music. It's going to be my docs.
Anyways.
You better not have been recording, Doug, when we called it.
Well, I was recording, but I mean... No,
Doug is always recording.
He is. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's scared.
Don't worry. It's a leader.
So the point I was trying to make here, though, with hijacking someone's IP address is, it's really kind of fucked up because, I mean, you know, what if someone's, like, running a web server on that IP address or something, you know? I could just, like,
hijack the
server. Well, that's against
the terms of service. That's against the terms of service, though, of Adelphi.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, accident's calling.
Well, you got to remember delay. Internet radio delay.
That's your second chance.
Yeah, you're giving this
right
kid too many chances.
It says right here on IRC, I am listening, and he says, bullshit, I'm going to call you again. And he just did.
Dude, Lucky, unplug your phone. That's like your other line ringing. Just unplug it.
Yeah, it's
or
like a call center, dude.
Forward him to that 888 ANAC, where it's going to publish his number on that one website, so people can just go look at that.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like bellsmind.net, and I hope we get to talk about that quite a bit today.
Yeah, not there. You haven't been on their show, like, for a year.
Well,
yeah,
because he's been busy.
Yeah, I've been busy. I have a job, unlike Lucky, and and it works. You know?
Come on, man.
Lucky's just underemployed.
Owning people on IRC is fun.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to get away from that IRC thing and just look at the total aspect here that, yes, you can hijack someone's IP address. Things that are based solely on IP address now, you know, you can't do that anymore because it's just it's sort of like spoofing a caller ID, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're spoofing a fucking IP address. I can be like, yeah, I'm this guy. I got his IP address. I think that was an odd theory.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. That was dual parallel. Are you back?
Nah, I never left.
I am back, fucker.
Haha, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you bet your ass, Way.
What is up?
Fucking A.
Oh, my God.
Holy
motherfucker. Are you fucking kidding me?
Special on the radio.
This right here is the foundation.
This is this is actually like real default radio now.
This is what I'm talking about. Now you'll notice he's not on the decoder phone, but
from a short hiatus and gonna go on another longer hiatus pretty soon.
A what? You're using too big of words for me there.
Hiatus. Vacation. Absence.
Hiatus.
That's a special kind of Japanese poem.
It's a certain type of cheese.
All right, man.
So what's good in the hood? My what's the word?
Holla at me money.
Damn, I can't hear on this phone, yo.
Hey, it's a cell phone. Get used to it.
Fuck you.
I'm telling you.
You're on a cell phone decoder? What the hell's going on here?
Wow, times are changing.
The world is coming to an end. This is a sign of the end times is what it is.
Frozen poop is going to fall from the sky now.
Oh, God. You're referencing things that are not for public consumption.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I've been doing that a lot tonight.
Horrible. Yeah, I heard you tried to own that theory. Now you're trying to own fucking...
No, he successfully pulled some ownage. I got people faxing me shit now. It's just out of control, man. Phone's ringing off the hook.
The wrath is out of control, my friend.
Feel the wrath. Anyway...
Man, this show is just it's another conference again.
Fucking extravaganza is what it is.
Trying to put out info and Decoder comes on and ruins it.
My name is not Decoder.
Oh, sorry
my name
about
is
that.
Sergeant Switchhook.
Sergeant
Switchhook. Forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
So we got a special guest, Sergeant Switchhook, online with us tonight.
That's right, and Lucky, every time you talk, I hear DTMF.
DTMF.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
It's anomalous.
Really?
I'm entering the abode. Maybe I can hear better when I get in here.
Hopefully.
Well, I can't hear at all because there's a loud Yankee game on.
Oh, man. Watching the Yankees again. This reminds me of the original default radio. Jesus. Taking me back, man. Nostalgia right here, Dakota.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Sergeant.
My eyes are all watering now. You got to change the topic.
Man. I just broke your TV.
Oh,
are you fucking kidding me, dude?
I tried to lower the volume, and it's all static now.
Oh, God.
Well, not during TV? What the hell are you talking about?
Decoder is... Okay, let me explain. Decoder is downstairs in my house on my cell phone. And he's fucking around with the TV, and he fucked
it up. But I'm going back outside. I'm pretending I didn't go inside. Nobody heard that.
Nothing to see here, folks. That was a pigeon.
Yeah, continue. I'm missing a smoke. Continue whatever you were talking about.
All right. Well, enough with the IP address spoofing. Okay, I think if anyone has any questions, just give me an email or email default. I was going to go into Bell's mind, actually.
What's the address?
1111 at defaultradio.com.
All right.
That's Tron at defaultradio.
Or Doug at sellyoursecrets.net.
Nice.
Sergeant Switchhook at google.com.
So let's talk about Bell's mind.
Anyway. Yeah, Bell's mind's been sitting around for a long time. And Duel was nice enough to pay for a domain for the site, and Rax was nice enough to come up with a name for it.
Excuse me.
And it's basically the replacement of MPA.php that everyone's been emailing me about and telling me to replace. So
for 6 months.
Hmm.
Yep.
For 4 months.
Six. Yeah, in fact, I believe it was Doug that called you out and was bitching about that, and you were like, wait, people still want that database?
Yeah, dude, you know, I really thought it was no big deal, but whatever. So people
Telco
wanted it.
Telco data, I have to interject here. Telco data is quite error-laden.
Yes.
It's erroneous. That's the word I was looking
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
And it's
there
never,
many,
ever updated.
There are cases of error occurring in there.
It's, the data is years old. Years.
Yeah,
it's
terrible.
According to Telco data, there's still a step-by-step switch somewhere around
there. Still a Stroger. There's still a Stroger if you...
Yeah, and apparently I'm saved out of a 1A ESS.
Oh, yeah, you are, my friend.
I'm sure I am.
That's
not there. I got a question for you that, actually. How come when on Telco data, when you put in a prefix, why does it say that the suffixes are rented out to other companies, but with yours it doesn't have that?
Whoa.
Because that's bullshit. They lock.
No, it's not, man, because they got the right CLEC for the suffix that me and Doug are on.
You're talking like the thousands groups?
Yeah,
the thousands.
Yeah, you know something? If I want to put 1,000 blocks up, I need to get the data from Lurg, or, you know, Telcordia, I need to get the Lurg, and I'm not ready to do that.
No, tell people they need to donate by PayPal in order for you to get 1,000 blocks up.
Good idea.
No, because I... Yeah,
is that sort of like when we were going to set up a PayPal account for you so that you could get gas money to be across the street from Hope?
You should.
We could, you know what?
Republican National Convention, so I might actually be in town.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because as we all know, Decoder is a Republican.
Making a nice jump back into the scene, I guess.
I'm definitely a Republican. I'm the power behind the heart and soul of America, the feature film by Disney, which everyone should go see, instead of seeing that propaganda Fahrenheit 9/11.
Hey, I believe the movie's called America's Heart and Soul, okay?
Whatever,
I'm at the website
bro.
Right now, okay? It's my
soul,
homepage.
America,
thank
it.
You very
they
much.
Changed they changed it. Michael
Don't make fun of my homepage, dude. Okay?
You guys are kidding, right?
What?
You're kidding, right?
I'm
about what?
Kidding. I don't know about him.
America's Heart and what?
America's Heart and Soul.
Wait.
Let him tell it.
The answer to Fahrenheit 9/11?
No.
Oh, I saw us today. I heard about it beforehand. I've heard about this for maybe a week now, but I saw it today. I was watching the news on the local Fox affiliate station out here.
Holy shit.
And there is an answer, you know, and I'll tell you the story behind it, and I'll tell the listeners because I forgot we're on, like, the radio. Apparently, Michael Moore approached Disney with his Fahrenheit 9/11 film, and they passed on it. And, of course, it went to the higher-ups, and the head of Disney, as we all know, is Michael Eisner. And they passed on Fahrenheit 9/11. Well, when it won the Best Film Award at Cannes, and of course, as the news reports are showing now, made $22 million in its opening weekend. I guess Disney, you know, was foreseeing that, was all pissed off. And there is a Disney film out right now that I saw a trailer for today called America's Heart and Soul.
I'm at their page now.
Yes, indeed.
It's scary.
Actually, yeah,
and
if
I
you
have,
want,
you know.
If you want the address, tinyurl.com/2FAP3. That'll bring you straight there.
To Freedom America.
That's 2FAP3, S as in Sam, A as in Adam, P as in Paul, 3.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because we here at Default Radio love America.
And if you want to buy tickets, it's 888-DISNEY-6.
Unless or so, it's sold.
So vote for Mickey Mouse today for President of the United States.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I will have to say, I'll have to put my 2 cents in here, and I'm going to have to say that Disney is kind of owned and operated by the government. I mean, I don't really want to, this isn't any kind of conspiracy theory or propaganda. It's basically a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Propaganda films have gone back to, I'll say, World War II is when they first started, you know, trying to influence the public of this great country with propaganda. And they're doing it again. And it's not just a film to say, like, oh, look, you know, here's what we want to put in an election year. It's an answer to Michael Moore. Now, I'll be the first to say that I think Michael Moore is kind of a dick. But I will also say that it's kind of a war for your on your senses, not a war fought with bullets and guns and bombs, but a war on what you think, what's inside your head, which is kind of more important than dying, because as Patrick Henry said, you'd rather have liberty than death. You want death instead of liberty. Give me liberty or give me death.
Right. Yeah, media is the weapon here, and the battlefield is the complacent American mind.
Thank you for speaking what I couldn't in my inebriated alcoholic state.
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm smoke a cigarette for you, my brother. You know, if I may, this morning I'm listening to NPR, as I'm wont to do, and I heard them reading possibly a famous piece of writing. Some of you may have heard of it, the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you know, I kind of heard that in passing. I don't know really.
Yeah, it's not well known. And many of the things they were reading, right, referring to the King of England, sounded exactly like what Bush is doing today. Exactly. It paralleled it.
If I may interject here, Mr. Parallel.
Please.
I have read quite a few things about people involved in certain lobby groups and involved in various areas of government. And when Mr. Bush, President Bush, took office, a lot of them said that it had the feeling of a coup.
Oh, yes.
And especially with, I mean, I'm not an environmentalist by any stretch of the imagination, you know what I'm saying? I'll take a shit on the sidewalk. I don't really care. But when it comes down to it, a lot of these environmentalists are saying, I mean, if you look into it, a lot of laws were reversed and shit like that. And to them, it had the feeling of a coup. So...
Absolutely.
Whatever you can make of that, you know. I mean,
I think
not a Republican nor a Democrat. I'm not a liberal nor a conservative, but I will call a spade a spade.
I agree. I am in violent agreement. Not condoning violence, mind you, but I am in violent agreement.
No, of course. You know, violence in this day and age, a violent revolution, will never,
right.
It's never going to work.
And by shitting on the sidewalk, Decoder does not mean that you should go out and get into scat.
No, not at all.
Actually, no, you should.
Well, if you do, you should at least curb your Decoder, okay?
He's a scat advocate.
Oh, yes, I am a scat advocate. I feel scat if you love
scat
a woman. If you love a woman, shitting in her mouth is the ultimate sign.
Dude, did you shit on my TV? Is that why it's fucked up?
Dude, all I did was shit.
Tell me straight up now. Don't give me any bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Did I excrete my bodily waste onto your TV? No, I didn't.
Actually, on a large scale, it's not called excretion, it's called egestion, just so you know.
Egestion?
Egestion. Excretion is on a cellular level. Egestion is like full size.
As opposed to gestion.
Ah.
As opposed to ingestion and digestion.
Ah.
Yes, my friends.
Ah, so you learn something new every day on these.
We are dropping science.
Wow.
And I'm dropping a bottle of whatever this is. Dogfish head.
Dogfish head.
It's good stuff.
Actually, Decoder, I'm about to drop off here for just a couple seconds. I'll come back in a minute here.
I'm nearly a guest. I make an appearance and then you won't hear from me for a couple of months because that's just how I do things.
You're the most special of guests.
Special enough to ride the special bus to school.
With the crash helmets chained to the ceiling.
That is exactly...
That's very special.
Very special.
Did you guys want to talk about Telco? You want to keep talking about Bell's Mind, like what it could do, features, things like that?
Yeah, so far Bell's Mind can do the MPA lookups, MPA NXX, and Silly lookups if you go to bellsmind.net. And you can also, there's an aimbot, if you message Bell's Mind with, like, MPA NXX, like, let's say, 914-592, it'll spit back, you know, some of the information.
Why are you jumping my
dots,
bro? Why are you jumping my dots?
That's the trifecta for the show.
Oh, Jesus.
The third Okay,
let's say you were in area code 111 and prefix 222.
I don't think there's an area code 111. If my mind serves correctly. Oh, dude,
there is. You're just not dialing hard enough. Okay.
I thought.
You just gotta dial harder. Just
climb into the sewer.
Press the button harder.
Actually, Decoder, the problem is when you dial the 111 area code.
Sergeant Switchhook, if you will.
Okay, I will address you as Sergeant Switchhook. When you want to dial 111, you actually have to use the half key on your telephone. You got to put half to make one, and half again.
All the wonders of telephony that have transpired in my absence.
Yes.
Now what? Now how about the PBX?
Ah, the PBX. 810-223-0003 or 914-595-0135. It's got an ANAC.
My suggestion is that you dial the 810 number.
It's much easier to remember. It's a very memorable number.
Yeah,
of course.
And you'll get owned.
Yeah. Oh Jesus! Listen, it's got recordings. It's got SpinRev. It's got RFA on it. It's got a touchtone decoder, and it's got an ANAC.
Subversive religious recordings.
Of course. No, actually, that's coming soon. There is something coming up starring. I'm gonna have a weekly quote
from
Harold Camping, the religious guy who said the world was gonna end in 1994. Every week, I'm gonna have a different quote by him.
And he's a good guy. He's a good man.
He's a great guy.
Actually, he's a gentleman and a scholar.
Very much so. Actually, I have a message from him right now. Let's see if you guys can actually hear this.
Harold Camping. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Satan has been loosed.
There he goes. Satan has been loosed. He says wonderful things like that all the time.
I recall him also saying that not theory was God.
He did say that once, but we'll save that for the PBS.
Okay, well, I remember that.
That sounded like Bob the Builder to me.
Well, he does actually sound a little bit like Bob the Builder. He sounds like he has serious mental problems, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
he's 700 years old.
Satan has been loosed.
Satan has been loosed. This guy's radio show is called Open Forum. It's on the Family Radio Network.
Open Forum.
All of our families should know about this shit.
Every day he mentions eternal damnation, you know, Satan being loosed, all this stuff about how everyone's going to go to hell because they misinterpreted something from the Bible just slightly. You know, he's just a total psycho.
So he interprets it correctly? You know,
of course.
Not to get off on a tangent, but I am actually, not many people may know, but I am a theologian of sorts. And I will say this, that many of the fine works of the Bible have been changed over the course of time. Almost every generation. And I will say that while I'm not a religious man by any stretch of the imagination, that if you want some good reading, you might want to look at the older texts. I forgot what they were called, but they were left out of the Bible. And
yeah,
they're good reading skills for anyone.
Am I still on the shit? I mean, I thought I was the host here. What's going on?
No.
Dude, no one cares. You know why? Because today is a special day. Today is not Theory's birthday.
And you're damn right.
Everyone
knows it's my birthday today. I got a million instant messages about it. I got a million PMs about it. It was cool. No big deal. It's on the forums. I actually put my real birth date on the forums.
Should I draw my own docs? Just like you should put your real birthday on the forums?
What's that?
Should I draw my own docs right now?
Why would you do that?
Because he's drunk.
Yeah.
Nice.
For anyone who wants to know me better, my real name is Harold Camping, and I have a religious talk radio show on the Family Radio Network. And I talk about how you're going to get damned to hell because you're living the wrong way.
Come on, tell us again.
Satan has been loosed.
There we go. That's what
That's right. Awesome. Satan, he's on the loose. He's like, he can't be caged. He can't be locked down.
Can I give out your phone number, your toll-free number?
Yes.
It's 800-543-1495. That'll get you the Family Stations Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that's 800-543-1495.
Tell them what you think about the religious text that they put out there. You know, I mean, in my humble opinion, I think that the type of shit that Mr. Howard Camping talks isn't really for your family. I think it's maybe a form of child abuse to force your young children to listen to such things.
Howard Camping is the devil.
Well, that's just my personal opinion. I let others make up their own mind. But the point is to listen to it. If you and it comes to a greater point because, you know, I think a lot of these things are important. We're in a time now we're at war. This country's at war. You have to choose.
But yeah, we're at war,
like
yeah.
Bush said.
And Sergeant Switchhook, would you be confiding with the FCC that parents are not liable? They have no control over the radio or how to switch stations or turn it off.
Well, they don't. Exactly. They have no control what their children listen to. And what I'm saying right now is I forgot because Lucky interrupted me. So I forgot what I was going to say, and it was important, my friends. It was very important. But the dogfish head has obscured my thoughts.
is that dogfish head? Is that it?
No, dog. Like as in the canine species.
And okay, the fish
bad dog.
Can't swear any words there, so I just had to verify.
All right. Well, I forgot what I was going to say. I don't even know where I was going with that.
Now, you know, this guy, you know, he is basically the epitome of evil. But, you know, it is nice in this country that we can't have people like this. I mean, it's not like China. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt I think the media is controlled. You know, it's right-wing media, I believe. You know, people are liberal media, whatever, it's absolutely right-wing media.
You reminded me of my point. My point was, if you are the type that wants to watch the fine film, Fahrenheit 9/11, then I strongly suggest that you also see America's Heart and Soul. You should take both sides, because I will. A fine person who posts on the Bin Rev forums by the name of DJ Mollusk has said that listening to your own viewpoint is akin to masturbation, and it truly is.
Yeah.
You want both sides. You want, and there's not two sides of an argument. There's not just two sides of a coin.
The thing is, you are bombarded. The average American is bombarded with the other side constantly.
Well, you're indeed correct, and I did actually. I was pondering this, and I noticed how back in the day when Mr. Clinton was in the presidential office, we heard a lot of shit about him. Everybody talked shit about him, said how he was, you know, all this shit that he did. And I don't hear the same stuff about Mr. Bush, while you barely need to scratch the surface to find negative things about him. And you don't really hear about it.
No, and absolutely not.
And it's an abomination in my mind. But, you know, I'm one of these people who believes in our founding fathers and what they actually wanted for this country as opposed to what we have come up with.
Yeah, and Dakota, you make a great point, because just like they were kind of discussing this on Howard Stern also, and it's like, if you're still founded in your position, then watching a movie shouldn't change it.
Well, exactly. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or independent or libertarian or whatever the hell you are, I mean, go see Fahrenheit 9/11. Go see America's Heart and Soul. I want to see both sides of this story. I want to see the whole picture and make up my own mind. And I feel that Americans as a whole don't really have the ability or the desire to make up their own mind. I know the belching in the middle of it maybe didn't hold as much weight as it should, but I feel that you should use your mind for what's intended to do, and that's the thing. To make up your own mind.
Fortunately, they're all on default.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's mind is on default. Everybody is they're a product, man. People are products.
Exactly. And before you know it, you're going to be barcoded and scanned just like, you know, the food at your grocery store. And people who say that this is that these are absurd ideas, look at how we're living today and think about it from 20 years ago. In 1984, the things that we're doing now were inconceivable. And now it's never going to change. I mean, when the Wright brothers achieved flight, Scientific American didn't want to believe it. They said heavier-than-air flight is impossible. And actually, the Wright brothers were denied their patent for 5 years. There's new ideas happening. And you want to use your whether it's your religious dogma or your political persuasion, which says that certain things are impossible or that they're not apt to the current, to what's going on in the world today. It's not. You have to open your mind. It's taking everything, you know?
Yes.
And unlike people, I hate to say it because I don't really like John Kerry, but a lot of people are giving John Kerry shit because they're saying he flip-flops on a lot of issues. And when you actually investigate it, the things that he's quote-unquote flip-flopped on, we're like 20 years in between. Shit changes. Your mind changes.
Fucking A.
That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll bring up a very short thing before I go inside and continue to watch the Yankee game.
And crap on the TV.
I'll bring up a very heated topic of abortion. Now, you know, I've always been pro-choice. But I see this thing they're doing in Europe now, the 3D ultrasound. And they showed a fetus at 12 weeks. And it was a fucking baby. You know what I'm saying? So things like that, you change your mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, get back to Telco. Do whatever you got to do, because I'm about to continue drinking and pass out.
Don't drink too much, my friend.
No,
yeah,
there's no such thing as too much.
All right, good deal.
Well, that's true. Very true.
Very true.
But Dakota brings up the topic of abortion, and, you know, a lot of people aren't even, like, versed in this.
What the hell?
Dude, hey, Doug didn't want emails from Fahrenheit 911. You guys are bringing up abortion? Oh, my God.
Well, this show is an abortion.
That's the hottest shit ever. That's like flame hot,
actually,
dude.
Actually, what I was about to bring up is a little bit hotter.
Which is?
Yeah, anyways, I was talking to someone else about this on IRC. They were talking about, like, well, what if you accidentally get some girl pregnant? I'm all like, well, if you don't believe in abortion or adoption, we live in California. You can leave the baby at the hospital. They're like, no, you can't. And these people aren't even versed in, like, the law. This was passed in January of 2001. You can just leave the baby at the hospital. You got 3 days.
Yeah.
And then they just take it to social services.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, what the sergeant says, you know, is probably true. It's probably very enlightening to see, you know, what a fetus looks like at 12 weeks. You know, it can't survive without the mother, whatever. But maybe it can. I don't know. But why aren't? Oh, fuck! I can't believe I'm even. You know, I don't even want to get into this. But you know what? We are behind the times because of people. What's this guy's name? This Satan Loose guy?
Harold Camping.
Right, him. You know, that's why we don't have RU-486, right?
Oh, damn it, you brought it up first. You know what? That's what I was just about to say. You know, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you get some girl knocked up, you know, just go to Canada, buy some RU-486.
Hell yeah. Right. Very good advice.
I have to say is that I totally agree with Lucky's opinion on this.
And
because Doug has knocked up many women. And he's made many trips to Canada.
Doug is reckless with the penis.
Doug has lots of Canadian stamps on his passport, my friend.
Find yourself in Canada and the girl refuses to take the pills, just stay there.
Just don't go back. That's right.
The U.S. is not going to extradite you for, like, child support. So just,
you know,
can I tell a trippy
story right now?
Well, hold on a second. Let me just say, before we go to this topic, don't stay in Canada. Just grind up the RU-486 and put it in our food.
Fucking
a
Jimmy,
go.
Dude. Jimmy. Hell yeah.
While you're in Canada, though, have sex with a 15-year-old chick because it's legal.
Yes.
Booyahzi.
Oh, that rocks. That is exactly correct. And
so all you young adolescent males out there, here is the Doug method of getting chicks. Jimmy to knock her up, Jimmy to fucking take her down.
There you go.
That's so great.
Holy shit.
I think Default Radio, we should move to Canada. Fuck Bush.
I agree, man.
Let Bush and his fucking administration do whatever the fuck they want. We're moving to Canada.
There's, like, leap freaks in Canada, are there not?
Yeah, there's hella leap phone freaks in Canada.
Fuck, there you go.
You know what, though? It is actually being close for me to move to Canada, though.
Yeah, but it's so cold, though. Why do you want to move there?
Yeah, go to like, Vancouver.
The age of discrimination is 14, man.
It's more temperate. It's much more temperate over there.
Well, say that again. The age of what?
It's discrimination. Age of consent. Oh, it's discrimination consent. It's
discrimination?
Fucking
14. What the hell are you
14? I was thinking age discrimination.
So I can just roll up next to the high school and the fucking Benz and just pick up all the chicks and it's no problem, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think it might be different based on provinces, though. But according to ageofconsent.com, in Canada, yeah, it is 14. Wow.
Now, someone was telling me, though, because he lives in Canada, and he was telling me a whole bunch of laws, that he was saying that they kind of have, in certain provinces, they have those certain laws where, you know, you can't be 50 doing a 14-year-old chick, you know, you have to be a certain length.
Yeah,
oh, that's crap.
There might be, like, a 5-year grace period.
Which I've always thought that to be kind of bullshit. I don't think they can do that.
Oh, they can
like
do, you know what, Doug? They can do whatever the hell they want, because this is a democracy, and we vote laws in all the fucking time. So.
It's a republic.
We're a
it's
democratic
democracy.
Republic.
This is not a democracy.
Yeah.
We live in a federal republic.
It's a, yeah, it's federal republic, exactly.
Yeah.
Canada.
Oh.
Canada, Dave, Canada.
Blame
oh.
Canada.
Canada is not a democracy either.
Yes, well.
There are some countries that are true democracies, and I cannot name them.
I think we should sing O Canada right now.
O
go
Canada,
ahead, Lucky.
I have too many
something.
Karaoke's.
I only know the first line. Tool, do you know the entire O Canada song?
Oh, no, I don't.
All right, well, I only know the first
I can look
line.
It up. I can look it up.
O Canada, our home and native land. So I know.
It's pretty good.
Native land, huh? I thought the British took over the Canadians.
Yeah, I take issue with the fact that it's their native land. Maybe just if you're born there, it's your native land.
All right, here it is. O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot
yeah.
love and all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O
yeah.
Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
You know what kind of makes me, you know what kind of makes me think that our national anthem in the United States of America is a hymn to war.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, it makes me kind of it's unnerving.
What do you think, like, drum lines and all that shit came from? That's to fucking pump people up, man. It's all just, you know,
just
primal war. You know, if I may, can I digress for a minute? Your conversation, you talked about what the government is doing to us now. Let's be sure about this. American imperialism has been around for a long, long time.
Oh,
but yes,
quite a while.
Yeah, but yes, but what the government is doing now to its private citizens is, you know, definitely unheralded. So I wanted to make that point. So that was beautiful. I'm teared up there reading the
the old Canada.
Yeah.
National anthem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice stuff there.
I do take issue with the native land part, though. I'm quite sure it's their native land.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, well, native, you know, the thing about government is they like to use deceptive language. And native, you know, it does have a couple different definitions. So
you could be born there and it's your native land.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of the Brits were born when they just came over and took it. But,
well, maybe when they wrote the anthem, they had been born there.
Look at this, the English translation of the French version of the national anthem.
Are you aware of the fact that the Quebec, that province, is trying to break away from the rest of Canada?
I didn't know they were trying to secede, but I knew they...
It's a little-known fact. I learned this by watching the Conan O'Brien show. Conan O'Brien had taken his show on vacation to Toronto, and they spoke about it.
Wow.
Yep. And they took
well, you know what? Fuck Quebec, because they're a bunch of French idiots anyway.
Well, they
took
a famous character.
Oh, God, here comes
famous
now.
Yeah. They had a famous character, Triumph, the insulting comic dog. They had him go over to Quebec and talk shit to a bunch of French Canadians. It was amusing.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to offend any of our listeners. I love French Canadians. They're the best drunks in the world.
Hey, well, you know, if you want to be your own country,
didn't you offend like a Polish freak last show?
Yeah, no,
it was a couple shows ago. Oh, it's long. Yeah, it's...
We lost our Polish listeners.
Thank you, Goofy, because I want to bring that up. Lucky.
Yeah.
Get off insulting my man Havoc.
Oh my God, here we go again, dude. We already discussed
this. Havoc is a man.
Listen to Default Radio.
No, I heard about this through the grapevine. And Havoc is one of my, I definitely would have to say, he's very knowledgeable in his field, and he's a nice guy. And let me tell you, Lucky, this guy lives in Poland. If you're going to talk shit about his English, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
He lives in Poland, dude. He's not just maybe an immigrant.
Yeah, how's your Polish, Lucky?
Yeah, exactly. How about that, Lucky? and that's my one and only shout.
All I got to say is shouts to Havoc for dropping the freaking telephone man's lady on me, dude. That song rocks. It, like, gives me a boner every time I listen to it.
That's my one and only shout. And I don't know when I'm going to hang up on this, but let me tell you, my one and only shout is to Havoc. Coming out of Poland, and that's it. He's the man. He knows
all the Poland listeners.
What other languages do you know, Lucky? Do you even know Spanish? You live in Southern California.
Ich sprechen Sie Deutsch, habla Español.
Dude, you don't sprechen Sie Deutsch more than that.
Hangus Armio?
Habla Español.
Lucky, I speak 18 languages fluently. That includes English, Spanish, French, Italian.
Esperanto. Pig Latin.
Lojban.
Pig Latin.
Vulcan.
A language I made up.
Klingon.
Urdu.
And don't forget my favorite of all that I know, Tagalog.
Vulcan.
Tagalog, hell yeah.
And that native Canadian language, what's that Canadian Eskimo language called? I keep forgetting.
Oh, you mean
Nanook, I think is what it's called.
There you go.
Oh, yes, not theory. The those people over there in Nineveh.
In Nunavut, yeah.
Yeah.
They speak fucking Igualkut or some shit.
We're just abandoning everyone north of the border today, aren't we?
Well, all I know, Lucky, is in all seriousness, that you maybe you didn't recall that Havoc was from Poland.
Yes, I know that he was with Poland. I was giving him shit. What I had said on the show was very light, and he took a little bit of offense to it.
I would take offense to it as well, because let me tell you.
You're drunk.
Give it to him, Sergeant.
Yeah, give it to me, Sergeant.
I think his cell was cutting out.
Oh, shit. He passed out.
Yeah, his cell cut out.
He passed out.
Oh, did he just drop me? Oh, hold on a second. I think the battery might be down on that phone. I'll be back in a second. Oh, my God.
Go check on him. Can I, since he's giving shouts, can I give a big fuck you?
No. We got about 12 minutes here. You'll give shouts near the end of the show.
This isn't a shout. It's a fuck you.
Well, fuck you's come 5 minutes before the shout.
Okay.
All right. Jesus.
Yo, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
I have show notes here. I thought we were going to give out information.
You have show notes?
Yeah,
why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you, send them to everybody?
Well, they're, literally written down on yellow paper.
Oh.
Yo, G.I. Joe just sent me an IM. He's like, why did a seemingly good cast turn into a fucking politics comp?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought we were going to talk about, hijacking IP addresses and owning people. And all
you did. You talked about that.
Yeah. I was going to talk more about Bell's mind, but that didn't, last very long.
You know what? This is so funny. It's people are, listening to the show in the beginning. When they download, they're going to be, they're going to hear, oh, God, they're talking about IRC and Lucky on IRC. They're like, this is going to be the most boring show ever, and then Not Theory Decoder drop on. That's going to be perfect. They're going to think, they were just joking at the beginning. Lucky doesn't really spend all the time on IRC.
Yeah, right.
Dude, Lucky idols. I gave him a shell in my box, and he idols on IRC all the time. What are you doing on there? I mean, what are you doing?
No. I lost the password to that shell, and there's a screen session that's just, been there forever.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you.
I thought you were. You did that to idle. I was like, God, what, I need no hang-up.
Yeah, I did need someone to idle there, but, then I got kicked banned from that channel when Chanfix.
I was going to kill that shit.
You should.
Because I'm going to now. You lost the password. You want to reset it?
Yeah, reset the password. We'll talk later.
So what telco-related things do you have?
I was trying to keep Not Theory on track with this Bell's Mind chick.
Yeah, I'm back. Just give me one second.
I was going to go into the fact that Rigel
right
5
now, the dining room table.
Is setting up an asterisk box where you can just call the asterisk box, enter the area code and extension, and a text-to-speech will come back with all the switch info.
Oh, cool.
What, is he trying to show me up? What the fuck is this all about? Fuck that guy. 3 o'clock after school, him and I are fighting in Vegas. That's it.
I was actually gonna give you some props too, right? The Not Theory, but
Rigel is more elite, so whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, that announcer on that PBX though you have, Not Theory, is pretty cool.
You know, Not Theory. I heard that at DEF CON during our speech. You were just going to, like, in the middle of it, just, like, come up and, like, put an asterisk box on the table and, like, start showing us up.
Oh, definitely, dude. I'm going to do it while I'm streaking, too. What do you think about that?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God. I'm not going to be prepared for that.
No, see, the thing is, with the, I've already got the registration set. Hold on. No phone. I already got the registration set up, so I was thinking maybe I could do the same thing with the text messaging crap, but it's such a pain in the ass. And you can already just browse to my page anyway, as fucking everyone showed me. You know, you can just go to there with your cell phone anyway, so what's the point of text messaging it?
Yeah. Well, then again, SMS is, a lot of people have unlimited SMS, whereas data on cell phones cost a lot, you know. So I guess text messaging it would actually be, kind of cool, but then again, you have an AIMBot, which is Bell's Mind, right? That's the AIM name?
Yeah. Say that again?
You're like, fucker.
We're trying to coordinate this whole phone situation.
Okay, I was
right?
going to
Yeah, he covered the AIMBot already.
Yeah. There's an AIMBot called Bell's Mind, so
right.
You could just text message that. Almost all cell carriers, you can text message on AIM. And, yeah, you could just text message Bell's Mind and get the switch info back to you.
Yep. I don't know what to tell you. I am Leet.
Yeah,
fear
you're
me.
Pretty fucking Leet, not Theory. I gotta give shouts to you.
Fear him now because he is not Theory.
I am Thrawn. Anyway. Yeah, so basically, I don't know, that's it. I can't think of anything else that's going on with Bill's Mind just yet.
Yeah. I was trying to see what else we could talk about. Who just called in?
It's Decoder, but he's not speaking.
Oh.
I told you my name is Sergeant Switch.
I mean, it's Encoder.
No, I'm not even Encoder anymore.
Encoder 366.
Oh, God.
Sergeant Switchhook, leader of the Switchhook Army.
I see. And what do you guys do? Just hang up on people?
Huh?
What does the Switchhook Army do? Do they just hang up on people?
Yes. That is a form of mental warfare.
Yeah.
Psyops.
We call you up and we hang up on you, dumbass.
I'm going to put that in the show notes. As the gas is going to, instead of Decoder, I'm going to put Sergeant Switchhook.
Dude, not there. Your phone is going to smell like so many cigarettes.
I'm going to have to get a fucking new phone now.
Oh,
this is why I say you can't smoke in my fucking house, because this shit reeks like death.
Dude, as always, I advocate smoking.
Strengthens your lungs.
I have a firm belief that whether something is bad for you or not, if you enjoy it, do it. If you enjoy jumping off a fucking building's head first to the concrete, that's your right as a fucking American.
And a moron.
Whoa, now. American moron.
It's all the same.
We're splitting hairs.
Yeah, after the first time, you might not enjoy it so much after that.
Well, hey, look, I like smoking. If I get cancer or emphysema or heart disease, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
My right to live and my right to die.
Isn't that a line from a song?
I don't know, but it probably
I'm sure
is.
It is.
Should be.
It must be. Yeah, it should. If it isn't, it should be.
Well, the only other thing I was going to talk about was there was supposed to be a little bit of a teaser for our DEF CON speech.
Speaking of teasers and DEF CON, Lucky, why aren't you going to Hope?
Oh, God. We already discussed this. Download episode 31.
I'm not replaying that for our listeners. Well, I'm not telling them anything, and I look forward to making sweet love to you, but unfortunately, my plans have been thwarted, and I'm upset about it.
You're not going to Hope?
No, I'm not going to Hope. Oh, my
not
God.
Not you,
no.
Sergeant.
I might be in the general vicinity, but as for attending the actual conference, it's something that I feel would be prudent not to do.
Okay.
Lima Charlie.
So if
loud
anybody's going to be there and expects to see me, you're not going to see me. Duel might see me. My man, Slip Mode, from the fine, fine show In the Now, might see me.
Hell yeah.
Stank Dog from the Binary Revolution.
He's also doing a speech there.
And they all might see me. But as for the common folk, I regret to say I'll be at the Republican convention.
Dude, I wanna smoke a cigarette with you, dude.
We're gonna do it.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna do it. Not in Not Theory's house though.
No,
yeah,
because that
right.
shit smells like death.
We're gonna do it in my house, where smoking is the norm.
4 minutes.
Dude, are we leaving Rant Radio?
Yeah,
I would like to take this time on Rant Radio to say that Smokehouse is a fucking piece of garbage.
Oh, what the hell?
Fuck him.
Do you want to drop his docs?
As a matter of fact, Duel, I did want to speak with you because I wanted to know Smokehouse's docs. And I feel that that's coming soon, that I'm going to actually learn them very soon. He's an asshole. That's all that it comes down to. And whether or not he's an upstanding citizen is really not my place to say, but I will say that he's an asshole.
Well,
he sounds like Tron, by the way. He talks very similarly to my man, Kane Ryan Marlowe, out of Sebastopol, California. Smokehouse sounds like him, and I believe he is from California. Perhaps he's from Sebastopol. Maybe him and Tron are the same person.
Yeah, he's kind of an ass.
Smokehouse, I will call him Shithouse from now on. Because in my backyard, I have a shithouse. Which is where I shit.
In the house.
In the brown shithouse. And owing to my multilingual expertise, I will say that shithouse in Italian is, fuck, I forgot it.
In Spanish, it's the caca casa.
It's the casa de baño. That is the shithouse.
Right.
My man, Smokehouse.
How much time we got left, Doug?
4 minutes.
Casa de homo.
Wait, 2 minutes. You guys better start getting shots and everything. We're wrapping it up.
And hopefully Smokehouse will respect our opinions and free speech.
I don't think he will. You know why? Because he's a piece of garbage.
Well, views of Decoder do not view the views of Lucky 225.
My views are my own views.
Remember that Decoder is not the host of the show as shown on the schedule page of Default Radio.
I am
just,
but
these are not necessarily the views of Default Radio.
Smokehouse is kind of an ass, though. I mean, you can't deny it. Come on. Lucky.
I know you've had your problems with
I just said he's an ass. He is an ass. I'll admit it.
He truly is, and I regret to say that I've never had a problem with the guy, but now I feel in my heart that he's an ass.
Yeah, he's an ass.
All right, well,
there you have it. Can we get to the shout-out before we get cut off?
Lucky, nobody needs any shout-outs. You know why? Because they know who they are. People who have contributed to the Default Radio and to the
seriously, all right, enough of this. We got to wrap it up.
Okay, I want to give a big fuck you to AT&T for fucking me around for 6 months.
Hey,
finally took care of
it. You know what, though? I'm going to agree with you about fuck you, and another fuck you to AT&T and Doug.
Oh,
AT&T is a piece of garbage, as a matter of fact.
Most definitely. A
big ass.
They lost a lawsuit recently. Very recently.
Right, we really got to wrap it up. We got like 30 seconds left.
Well, tell them. You know what? To wrap it up, since I'm the guest, I'm going to fucking give my piece right now, and I'm going to say that Smokehouse is a fucking dirtbag. Fuck him and his cross-dressing ass. Fuck you, Smokehouse. You are not shit. You never will be shit. You never were shit. You're fucking
I swear to God, if we get kicked off the radio, I'm going to yell at you.
Hey, you'll figure out Icecast and you'll be on DDP.
And that's it for Default Radio, episode 32. Good night, everyone. Go for hell, check out a resistor of yourself. Smoke some dope, waste your brain, kick your health out of the drain. Few injections make you high.
I'll have to study the fucking lyrics again. I'll get that shit right.